I'm Renee Kramer, welcoming you to the FWC podcast, where we are bringing faith to life. To learn more about service times and discipleship classes, please visit our website at fwcbtown.org or visit us on Facebook at fwcbtown. Now grab your Bibles and get ready for today's sermon.
Joy. Hallelujah. Joy. Joy is gladness and celebration. Are you glad today? Amen. Are you ready to celebrate today? Joy. You know, the word rejoice comes from joy. It is described as leaping and dancing, music, playing music and laughing. You know, it's good when you can rejoice. It's even better when you can rejoice in the Lord, right? Doesn't the Bible say rejoice in the Lord always? And again, I say, rejoice. Come on, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, you know, it must be important. You know, you can't rejoice unless you have some joy. Well, we're going to go there today, aren't we? You know, Psalms 30, verse 11 says, you have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. Not just dancing, but joyful dancing. You have taken away my clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy. Joy is important, you know? We're talking about Jesus Christ who come to earth. And it says, you take away my clothes of mourning. What clothes are that? That's our grave clothes. Because we don't have to worry about how we're going to die, what's going to happen. Because we have joy in knowing that Jesus Christ came and died for our sins. And we're going to spend eternity with him in heaven. Amen? I don't know if that doesn't give you something to be joyful about. We're going to have joy. You know, when we began to look at this word today, if you haven't figured it out, I'm going to preach on joy. You know, they sang that wonderful song, and when I heard they were singing it, I just began to think of joy. And, you know, joy is one of those words that we think of a lot of times at Christmas. We begin to sing different songs, and we hear joy. But, you know, I want to tell you this right now. Joy isn't just for Christmas. We only focus on it and talk about it and think about it at Christmas time. We only sing about it at Christmas time. But, you know, joy is for us always. Always. And so we're going to learn a little bit about joy today. Amen? You know, I was excited when Alicia, your brother, was with us, and he preached on joy. You know, I often go back and think about that sermon because you don't hear people preach on joy often. You know? There's all these other things we preach about, but not joy. But the Word of God says we should have joy. In Hebrew, what this word is broken out as simcha, simcha. It is described as an action or a choice. And it means, of course, celebration. And it means laughter. And it means dancing. But it's a choice that we have. Do you know joy is a choice for you today? It's a choice. The word joy in Hebrew can be broken down into two parts, sim and ka. Sim. S-E-E-M, and it means put. And then ka, K-H-A, ka, is how we would say ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. That is what ka is the Hebrew's way of laughing. So when they're laughing and we say ha, ha, we laugh, they say ka, ha, ha. That's the word it means is laughter, ha, ha, ha. You know, and that's why I thought when it was awesome when Brother Jacob was here, he was talking, and he said, sometimes you just have to say, ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, church, help me today. Ha, ha, ha. You know, he warmed you up. I'm just kind of revisiting some things, you know. So, but that's what the word means. And so if you actually break it down and put it into a sentence, it means you need to put some laughter into it. Right? You need to put a little laughter into your situation. You need to put a little laughter into what's happening. That is joy. Put some laughter into your life. Man, some people never cracked a smile in their life. If you cracked a smile, your face would crack. You know? You just look like concrete all the time. You know? Your face set up in a grave mask over there. You know, I got a grave mask at the park. You know, one of the oldest things from John Rowan set up there, it's his grave mask. They wanted to keep pictures of faces, and they never smiled in any of those things. You never see anybody smile, you know? And I got a grave mask. Some of y'all look like you're wearing a grave mask. You know, we walk around because we don't have joy. We don't put joy into our life. Sometimes life's hard. We go through things and we let the joy disappear out of it. You know? But we have to have joy in our life. Psalms 126, 2 and 3, it says, "We were filled with laughter and we sang for joy. And the other nations said, 'What amazing things the Lord has done for them.' Yes, the Lord has done amazing things for us. What joy." Hallelujah. I mean, I wonder sometimes if people can look at us and see God's done good things for us. Has God done anything good for you? Can I see your hand? If God has been good to you, he's been good to you, right? He's been good to you. You know, if he's been good to you, where's the joy? Can someone look at you and say, man, God's been good to them? What a joy. When you walk into a room, does someone say, oh, here comes joy? Or they say, well, oh boy, here comes this complainer, griper, you know, angry person, mad at the world. You know, here comes a bad mood walking, you know? I mean, sometimes that's how people are described. But us, we're Christians. We have Jesus living in our heart, right? What joy we should have. We need to walk in and have joy. And people need to see us and say, man, God has been good to them. What a joy they have inside of them. You ever walked into somewhere and someone says, I don't know you, but something's different about you. Yeah? And it's joy. That's what it is. When you walk in and you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you got Jesus living inside you, you're excited, people see joy. Scotty's going to like this. I should have him preach this today. Happy, happy, happy. That's what people think when they see him. If they don't, they don't watch him on Facebook, read his posts. It don't matter what's happening. He can have ups and he can have downs, but I'm going to stay happy. Right? Amen. I'm going to get an amen out of him today. God's been good. What a joy we should have. But you know, joy is not for a moment. Well, I had joy when God did this, but now I've got this going on, and then there's that going on, and I got to have surgery, and this person's in the hospital, and that person did this, and this happened to me, and I lost my job, and you know, and marriage is on the rocks, and all that, so I don't have joy right now. Joy is not a moment. Joy is not for a moment. Joy is what we have inside of us. We are to have joy in all circumstances, in all situations. You know, Rick Warren, I love his definition. He says, joy is a choice. And here's his definition that he gives us of joy, and I love it. It says, joy is the settled assurance that God is in control of all the details of my life. Oh, the settled assurance. It says the quiet confidence that ultimately everything is going to be all right and the determined choice to praise God in every situation. Oh, I love that definition. That's a great definition of joy because joy is a choice. It's the settled assurance. Say settled assurance. You know, that's why we sang that old song, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Why? Because we have a settled assurance inside of us. We come to celebrate Jesus Christ, and it is settled what happened, what he did. He came to earth. He died for our sins. He was born. He was raised again, and he sits in heaven. That's settled. That's a settled assurance that we have in him. You ever seen somebody that wouldn't make up their mind? All of a sudden, one day they want to do this, and then the next day they want to do this, and the next day they want to do this. You know, they're always changing their mind. But all of a sudden, something happens when they get settled on what they want to do. When they get settled and they say, okay, I've made up my mind. I'm settled on what I want to do or who I'm going to be. And then all of a sudden, something just new comes about over them because it's been settled. You know, I think that sometimes in church and people that sit in church don't realize that it's already been settled. We got to have a settled assurance inside of us that this is the word of God and it is true. It is true. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. It's true. So it's settled. In Luke 2, verse 10, we see that the angels, when they came, they said, I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. All people can have this joy. All they have to do is make a choice. The angels came and they said, I bring you good news that will bring great joy. Verse 11, the Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today. Oh, they got excited when they heard that news. Because that news should bring great joy to all people. That Jesus Christ was born. The Messiah came. The Savior is here. That should bring great joy. We should be excited and have joy inside of us just because we know it is settled assurance today. Settled assurance. When those angels came and spoke to those shepherds and said, I'm bringing you good news. They got excited. I'm going to preach about that in a couple weeks. And they ran with excitement because they had a settled assurance. They believed the word of God when it said that I will send a Messiah. And when the angel came and said the Messiah's here, it was settled. It was settled in their hearts. Is the word of God settled in you today? You know, sometimes we say it's settled, but I can see it's not because we don't walk in joy. We don't walk in the things that we should have. Joy is settled in me because Jesus the Savior was born. That's why at Christmas time we sing that song. You know, joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let her, hanging me out to dry. Receive his king. Right? Joyful, joyful, we adore thee. God of glory, Lord above. Come on. Kids, so help me. Thank you. How about this one? I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. There you go. See? We got to have some joy. Some laughter, some fun. And we like to say, if the devil don't like it, he can sit on attack. But I'm going to tell you what, we need to say, if you don't like it, you can sit on attack. You know, some people, I ain't going to that church, they're crazy. Go sit on attack. Right? We should sing of joy. We should walk in joy. We should have joy. The Bible says that we're a peculiar people. Ha, ha, ha. Ain't crazy. Things falling apart in the world, now we're laughing about it. Joy. If it's settled, then we needed to be determined that it's a choice that we will have joy. If it's settled, then you are determined to have joy. Man, when you get determined, nothing can deter you. You know, I'm going to tell a story on my nephew Riggs back here. He's one that he would get determined to do something. And when he would get determined to do something, you couldn't stop him. You know, and when he was little, he'd come over to my parents' house and they have a sunroom sliding door. And he figured out how to pop open a lock and get out the door. And he'd get out the door and take off. So then they come and put a different type of lock on the door. And he watches them. He was determined to get out. He'd watch them. And he'd see all of a sudden how they'd open that extra lock. And had this bar they'd pull up. Well, he could get something and pop that lock. And early out he goes. So my dad says, well, we'll get him. We'll put a lock all the way up at the top, a little hook. You know, one of those hooks. So he puts a lock all the way at the top. Well, now what are you going to do, short man? Can't get out now. And so he'd watch them. They'd go open that lock and open the door. And so the next thing you know, he goes over. He gets a broom. Popping the lock, out the door he goes. Why? Because he was determined to do something. He was, no matter what obstacle you would put before him, he was determined to get out. But you know what? The church isn't determined to be happy. The church isn't determined to walk in the promise of God. They're not determined to have what God says they can have. We're not determined because it's a choice. And when you have, when you make a choice and say, I'm going to have what it says I can have and I'm going to do what it says I can do, you get determined and nothing can deter you. Are you determined today? James 1:2. Oh, don't go to James. Here's everybody where they get griping. You know, John started this morning with Job, and I thought, oh, that's good. It's good. I'm going to be talking about joy. And James 1:2 says, dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. Consider it an opportunity for great joy. Well, I've seen some of you. I follow you on Facebook. I don't see joy when troubles come. Get mad. It's not an opportunity for great joy. People come in, they talk to you, how you doing? Well, let me tell you how I'm doing. This went wrong and that went wrong. And Okay. We know you need some prayer, but I'm going to tell you, you also need some joy. We let those troubles come, but we don't look for the opportunity for joy. What separates us from someone else is when we're going through things, just like everyone else goes through things, we have good news. The angel said, I come to give you good news. So when you have bad things happening, and when the doctor says, well, I want to give you some bad news, say, that's okay, doc, because I got good news. Jesus came, he died for me, I'm living, I'm healthy, I'm born again, I'm saved, I know where I'm going. I mean, we got good news. But we take the bad news, and, well, got bad news today. Come home, well, I got bad news today. What's that? I lost my job. Well, now we can have some joy, because now you're going to get a new job. A better job, a better paying job, a job that allows you to come to church on Sunday. Well, now, Pastor, I'm going to take any job I can. No. We got to have joy in troubles. It's an opportunity. What separates us from the world? The good news of Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that separates us from someone not living a life of Christ, is that we have Jesus, therefore we have joy, and they don't. They can have moments of happiness. We look at them and we see their Instagram life. Well, everything just looks good on them, everything. I just wish my life was like that. Trust me, they're sitting at home empty on the inside when they don't know Jesus. They don't have a joy that passes understanding. They don't have peace and trouble. You know, you hear people all the time say, well, so much is going wrong in my life. If I didn't laugh about it, I'd cry, right? You hear people all the time, oh, if I didn't laugh about all this going wrong, I'd just cry. You ain't laughing because you have joy. You're laughing because you don't know what else to do. You're laughing because you really want to cry. You ever been in those hardships, those times where everything's going wrong? Every time you turn around, man, I just want to sit down and cry, have myself a good cry. But that's a sad cry. But we need to laugh in the enemy's face every time he tries to deter us from our purpose. When a trial comes, we can say, ha, 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 enemy. I got joy. This is an opportunity for me to tell someone how good my God is. What do you mean how good your God is? You just lost your job. Your marriage is on the rocks. But God's still good. Why? Because it was settled. It's settled. It doesn't matter what you choose to do in the moment. It doesn't matter your situation. If you know in your heart that it is settled, you'll have joy. Matthew 11 and 12 said, God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because you are my followers. He says, be happy about it. Have joy when the church is persecuted. Have joy. When people think you're weird because you come to church, have joy. Amen. It says, be very glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted in the same way. We're to be happy about it. Be very glad to be different, to not be normal. Oh my gosh. If I hear the word normal again, if you come and tell me you're just trying to be normal, I'm going to have to pray for patience. Because all I hear from my son is, this is normal, Dad. It's normal. I'm normal. No. What you're wearing is not normal. The words that you all use today are not normal. There is nothing normal about what happens with you and your friends. Have you seen the world today? They think they're normal. I mean, people try to make you feel weird because you look at them like, what the heck just walked in the room? They make you, what are you looking at them like that for? Because that's not normal. Oh, I don't want to hear anything about normal. Because we're not normal. If you got joy in your heart, you're not normal. Because you can be happy when things are going wrong. You have hope when there's despair. Oh, we got to have some joy. When Paul and Barnabas were ran out of the town for preaching the gospel, it says they shook the dust from their feet. And in Acts 13:52, it says, and the believers were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. When people try to shut you down for preaching, you should just be filled with joy. But you know what? It shows us right here, it's a little hard to walk in joy without the Holy Ghost. It shows us that if you want to walk in joy, you got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. All these churches that want to walk around and not talk about the Holy Ghost, want to put him in a box, they're putting their joy in a box. But we're opening up that box. Because we're to have joy. When people don't want to hear what we have to say, we should have joy. Why? Because we know the good news. You got to be filled with the Holy Ghost to walk in pure joy. Man, if you're on a roller coaster ride, I'll tell you right now, I can tell if you spend time with the Holy Spirit or not. Every day you come in, well, today's a bad day. Well, you must not have been praying in the Holy Ghost. When I don't know an outcome of something in my life, and I don't know what to pray for, I can pray in the Holy Ghost. It is a prayer language between me and God. Hallelujah. Pure joy is the position and privilege of the person who follows Jesus Christ. It is a position. Do you know pure joy is your position? It's a position you take. What position you take? Well, I'm going to take right and wrong. Well, I'm going to take this. We take all kinds of positions and stances, but we don't take a stance to have joy. We don't take a position of joy. We take a position of offense. Just let you simmer. We take some positions, but do we take a position of joy? From Jesus' birth and the angels telling of this great joy all the way to his death, he continued a theme of joy. He continued talking about joy. Even the prophets of old said, this joy is coming. I want to tell you about a joy that's coming. The angels came right before his birth and said, I want to tell you the good news of that will bring great joy to all people. Jesus always wanted us to have joy. I want to turn to John chapter 16. Jesus, as he's getting ready to go to the cross, as he's getting ready to die, he goes and he's with his disciples. And in John 16, verse 20, he says, I tell you the truth, that you will weep and mourn over what is going to happen to me, but the world will rejoice. You will grieve, but your grief will suddenly turn to wonderful joy. I said suddenly turn. It will suddenly turn. See, too many people think that your situation's got to change before you can have joy. I want to tell you, if you're here today and you're on, you know, despair and sadness and depression and anxiety avenue, that it can turn and you can get off that street today, because it turns in an instant when you have wonderful joy. He can turn it around in an instant. It didn't mean your situation had to change. It didn't mean you had to get a better job. It didn't mean that everything's perfect now in your marriage. It didn't mean your children are going to listen and be normal. It didn't mean any of those things. But we can still have joy. He says to them, it will be like a woman suffering the pains of labor. When her child is born, her anguish gives way to joy because she has brought a new baby into the world. So you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and then you will rejoice, and no one, say no one. Come on, say no one. No one can rob you of that joy. And at that time, you won't need to ask me for anything. I tell you the truth, you will ask the Father directly, and he will grant your requests because you use my name. You haven't done this before. Ask using my name, and you will receive, and you will have abundant joy. Abundant joy. I want to let you know something today. No one can rob you of your joy. So if you don't got joy, I'm going to tell you, you gave it away. We give away our joy. And with it, our happiness. And with it, our peace. We give it away. But the word of God says no one can rob you of it. No man, no woman, no boss, no job, no bank account. No war, no election. These things can't rob me of my joy. Why? Because I know who is the author and finisher of my faith. Who is the beginning and the end, the Alpha, the Omega. Right? So no one can rob me of my joy because they can't take it away. No one can take away what Jesus Christ did. The price has already been paid. The devil tried and he failed. No one can rob you. So if you've given it away, you got to get it back. If you've given away your joy, you got to get it back. You got to tell the devil, you got to say, hey, I know you've been borrowing my joy, but it's not yours any longer. I want it back. But he's going to whisper in your ear. He's going to say, yeah, but what about this? What about this? It ain't changed. Say, don't have to change what changes. I have it settled in my heart, and I've made a determined choice to walk in joy. Abundant joy. Oh, I want you to have abundant joy. We shouldn't just have a little joy. We should have abundant joy. If it's abundant, it's not just Christmas joy. You know, it's just not when things are going right joy. When everything's perfect joy. Abundant joy is joy that will spill over to the bad times, to the hard times, to the troubles. Abundant joy. Paul knew that this was the heart of Jesus, for people to have joy. He says in Romans 15, 13, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Here's our problem. We're not filled with complete joy and peace because we don't put our full trust in Him. We don't put our trust in Him. We still have our trust in some kind of system. We still have our trust in some kind of government. We still have our trust in some kind of bank. We have our trust in people. We put our trust in so many things that let us down, that fail us. I'll tell you right now, if you put your trust in me as your pastor, you got it wrong. I'll let you down. I may offend you. I may fail you. But God never will. So we have to put our hope in Him. He is our source of hope. So when you go to Him, you'll be filled with complete joy and peace. Complete joy and peace. It says, then you will overflow with the confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. There it is again. Oh, I don't know how anybody preaches on Sunday morning without talking about the Holy Ghost. Because you can't have complete peace and joy without overflowing in the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. If you're not overflowing in the Holy Ghost, you need to get filled with the Holy Ghost today. It is our source. It's our confident hope. We got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. There's no way we can make it through this world without it. There's no way we can make it through the world without having our confident hope in Him and the Holy Ghost every day being with us. He said, when I leave, I'll send another. That's the Holy Ghost. And He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He's with you always. Hallelujah. Our source of hope is in Jesus. Our complete joy is in Jesus. I don't know about you, but it says that sorrows may only last for a night, but joy, it comes in the morning. That means that your sorrow is just for a moment. Those things that you're going through, those tough times in your life, they're just a moment. But God has joy for you. I don't know what you're going through today, but God has joy for you. You may be faced with getting ready to walk into surgery. God has joy for you. You don't need to be afraid. You don't need to worry about it. God's going to fill you with joy. His peace comes over you. Proverbs 17:22 says, a joyful heart is good medicine. I can tell you, some of you haven't taken your medicine. You walk around looking like you ain't had medicine in a long time. Do you have joy? Does anybody else know you have joy? I say people around, I'm happy. I got joy. Well, your face doesn't know it. No one around you knows you got joy. They think you're grumpy all the time. You know, we got to have joy inside of us. It's good medicine to our heart. We got to be filled with joy. But too many people disconnect themselves from joy. I'm going to have the praise team come shortly. I'm going to read this passage out of 2 John chapter 1. He says, I am writing to remind you, dear friends, that we should love one another. This is not a new commandment, but one we have heard from the beginning. Love means doing what God has commanded us, and He has commanded us to love one another, just as you heard from the beginning. I say this because many deceivers have gone out into the world. They deny that Jesus Christ came in a real body. Such a person is a deceiver and an antichrist. Watch out that you do not lose what we have worked so hard to achieve. I want to tell you, I'm going to pause for a moment. Some people have lost what you've worked hard to achieve because you've believed the lie of an enemy. You've listened to a deceiver. You listen to those that don't know and don't have their full trust in Jesus. And you've lost what you've worked hard to achieve. You can lose, it says right here, you can lose what you've worked to achieve. I believe that many of you have worked hard for joy, and you've worked hard for your salvation, and you've worked hard to get through addictions, and you've worked hard for all these things. But I'm going to tell you, if you lose sight of Jesus, you will lose what you've worked hard to achieve. I don't know what you've went through, but if you're on the other side, don't lose it. Don't go back. Don't look at your circumstance and your situation and say, well, I don't have joy right now. It's a lost cause. Nothing's ever changing. You changed. You went through it. God delivered you. He made a way for you. Hallelujah. Don't lose what you've worked hard to achieve. It says be diligent so that you will receive your full reward. What you've got is just a little bit of it. Oh, come on, just say, I just only got a little bit. But God has a full reward for you. Don't lose what you've worked hard for. Receive the full reward. Verse 9, anyone who wanders away from this teaching has no relationship with God. But anyone who remains in the teaching of Christ has a relationship with both the Father and the Son. I know you're wondering what this has to do with joy. Just hold on. If anyone comes to your meeting and does not teach the truth about Christ, don't invite that person into your home or give any kind of encouragement. That means you got to pick who you're around, because some people you're around will steal your joy. Anyone who encourages such people become a partner in their evil work. But verse 12, I have much more to say to you, but I don't want to do it with paper and ink, for I hope to visit you soon and talk with you face to face, and then our joy will be complete. You want me to tell you why people don't have complete joy today? Why they don't walk in joy is because they don't see face-to-face people that are filled with complete joy. I'm going to tell you why people walk in such hardships now, why people go through and get all this stuff, because you get locked up in your house, your room, and you stop coming to church, you stop talking to people. You don't get to see face-to-face someone filled with joy. You know, I know when certain people are going through things because you avoid me. I don't want to talk to Pastor today. Why? Because your face don't lie. But I'm telling you, when you come in and someone's got joy inside of them, it's hard. And that joy is going to come over you when you're face to face with joy. Our joy becomes complete even though we go through things, that when we come face to face with God, when we come face to face with His presence, joy is going to come complete. We need complete joy. That means we got to stop not coming to church because we're in a bad mood, because something happened. Something's always happening. That's the enemy's plan. But we come in face to face. Oh, hallelujah. I love that when Paul said that. I don't want to tell you anymore because I want to come see you face to face so that the joy of Christ in me can ignite and connect with the joy in Christ in you, and our joy will be complete. We should forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, because joy becomes complete. Because one of us can put 1,000 to flight, but two, 10,000. Why? Because we become complete and connected when we're face to face and joy rises up inside of us. You come in feeling bad about your situation, but all of a sudden you begin talking to someone else and all of a sudden joy comes over you and you're not worried about it so much anymore. That's what believers do to one another. That's why we're more than just people that attend church together. We're family. Kingdom family. I don't know how many times I've talked with people this year that have started to see some different things happen in their life and say, we're closer with our church family than our real family. Amen. Why? Because our church family should build you up in joy, not tear you down. Boy, you let me know if someone's tearing you down. I'll come upside their head. Why? Because they have no joy. And because they have no joy, they don't want anyone else to have any joy. But that's not how we operate. We operate in the joy of the Holy Ghost. We operate in the joy of the Holy Ghost. I said we operate in the joy of the Holy Ghost. We're going to walk in the joy of the Holy Ghost. People are going to see us and see joy on our face. They're going to see us and think, what have they got? They're peculiar. They're different. But I want what they got. This church would be full if people wanted what you had. It would be full if they wanted what you had. But you know what? They don't. Because your face don't look like you're happy. When they talk to you, don't sound like good things are happening in your life. But we got to have joy. If you want joy today, stand to your feet. And if you don't want joy, there's the door. Because we're to be full of joy. We got good news, church. If the enemy's really been beating you down, if you've really been going through it, I want you to step out first and come fill the altar. If you've been going through it, you know the enemy's been beating you down, you come first. Hallelujah. Come on in close, because they're going to fill in behind you. Amen. I want them here because we have to have joy face to face. I want you to know the enemy's been lying to you. He's a liar, and he's trying to rob you of your joy. But you're not going to let him rob you of your joy. You're not going to let him rob you of your joy. Hallelujah. Good to see you. Oh, he wants to steal your joy. We ain't going to let him. Oh, Father God, right now, in Jesus' name, I speak joy into his life right now. Into Doug's life in the name of Jesus. I come against the plan of the enemy today. I say, fill him right now with joy. Yes, Lord. All the weight of the world, let it fall off his shoulders in the name of Jesus. And I speak joy into his life today. Oh, in Jesus' name. Don't go anywhere. If you know you've given your joy away, you've let someone, something rob you of your joy, I want you to come and fill in behind them. I've given it away. I've given it to a person. I've given it to a thing. I've given it to a job. I've given my joy away and I want it back. I want you to fill in behind them. Just fill this up if that's you. Because it's yours to take back. Hallelujah. Joy is contagious. So if you know you're a contagious person, that you're infected, start talking infections, they're going to shut us down. if you know that you cause outbreaks, I want you to come and get behind these people. Because we need an outbreak. We need an infectious disease of joy today. If you are that person that brightens someone's day every time they see you, come on. You got joy. Come in here. Hallelujah. Happy, happy, happy. There he is. Amen. You know, y'all don't have to leave this hole right here. Y'all afraid I'm going to come off this platform at y'all. Make your way over this way. Walk this way. Everybody, we're going to do the cha-cha slide. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, if you're here and you just say, I just want more joy, I want you to fill in behind them. I just want more joy. I need more joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, come on, begin to worship him. Come on, begin to take back your joy. Oh, Holy Ghost, come. Holy Ghost, fill. Holy Ghost, move. Oh, hallelujah. Have your way. Have your way. Come on, church. If you're my infectious disease, come on, lift up your voice. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, move. Holy Spirit, come. Joy, overflow. Oh, let your joy fill this place. Hallelujah. Let joy fill this place. Father God, for the hearts of every person that is here that needs an infectious, a heart of joy today, Lord, fill them, touch them, break off the chains of the enemy in their life. I speak joy in their life today. I speak joy in their life today. Joy come over them in the name of Jesus. Shut up, I say, joy, 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 feel joy right now in the name of Jesus. I break off the attacks of the enemy, the oppression that God, the oppression that the enemy's trying to put over your life. I break it in the name of Jesus. I settle it. It is done. You have the assurance of joy today. Oh, joy. Joy flow right now in the name of Jesus. Shut up, Akasi. I break off the things of the enemy and I speak joy in the name of Jesus today. Oh, Lord Jesus, let laughter fill her belly, Lord. Lord, I ask that the things that the enemy has tried to lie to her, that the laughter in her voice will quiet the voice of the enemy today. I speak joy. Oh, I speak joy in the name of Jesus today. Joy. Shut up, Akasi. Oh, I speak joy. Oh, joy, joy, joy overflow, joy overflow, joy come, joy, shut up, I can't say, oh, hallelujah, joy, ha, 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 I'm laughing at you, enemy. You thought you had it? Ha, ha, ha. You thought you could break it, destroy it? You thought you could turn me away and make me run? Ha, ha, ha. I laugh in your face because you don't know how strong I am. You don't know whose I belong to. Ha, ha, ha. You don't know but whose I belong to. I can laugh in the face of the enemy today. Come on, if you can laugh in the face of the enemy today, say, ha, ha, ha. Oh, joy overflow. Shut up, I can't say, joy, joy, joy.